Good morning and welcome to our commodities podcast. I'm joined by Callum McPherson to give us an update. How are you this morning, Callum?
Very good. And yourself, Toby?
Yes, not too bad, thank you. So, Brent has been trading over $79 per barrel this morning. This is a massive move higher from the near $70 per barrel that we saw in the middle of last month. What has been behind this rally?
Well, I suppose in some ways the question is not so much why has the price of oil moved up so much from the lows of last month as to why did the price get so low in the first place, given that we've got the Iran sanctions around the corner and we've known about those for a while. And I think there are a lot of technical factors at play, really. It was the summer holidays. A lot of people who had speculative bets on the oil price going higher had taken those bets off as we go into the summer. Often the summer is quite a soft time for oil markets anyway. I think also particularly people tend to go long oil in the lead up to the summer on the expectation that prices will go higher because of summer seasonal demand for people travelling around and so on. But once that's so it's a bit of a buy on the rumour, sell on the fact thing, that once that's out of the way, the market has gone up, people take profits on that, and the market comes back down again. So I think there's a lot of those technical factors that actually pushed the market down last month.
I see. And you touched on the sanctions on Iran. What do you think the impact will be on the exports, of Iranian exports? Won't some countries ignore them?
Well, I think what we're starting to see is we're now actually getting, now that the sanctions are only about 2 months away, so they start on the 4th of November, we're now starting to see real evidence of Iranian exports coming down. And what's particularly interesting is the countries that are cutting back. Now, we've seen that based on the tracking data that Bloomberg has published, Korea no longer appears to be buying any Iranian crude. Japanese crude imports from Iran have also decreased very significantly. But the two biggest buyers are, of course, India and China. And India had said that the Indian government had asked refiners to make arrangements for Iranian imports going to zero, to sort of be prepared for that. But on the other hand, we weren't clear whether that's what they would actually do. But in fact, actually, Indian imports from Iran have halved, so that they've decreased dramatically. So they do seem to be putting that plan into action. And interestingly, Chinese imports from Iran have also decreased very significantly.
What will this mean for the global supplies? Doesn't Saudi Arabia have enough spare capacity?
Well, I think to look at the two sort of sides to the equation. I mean, we've already seen this from the figures, data we're now seeing. We're already seeing a significant fall off in Iranian exports. The question is, will that continue? Because we're obviously still got 2 months to go for the sanctions. I think it does seem like there is a trend in switching away from Iranian imports. So that would probably suggest that Iranian exports and hence Iranian production probably will decline further. What might happen within OPEC to sort of compensate for that? Well, there has been some good news recently in that Libyan production has increased back more to the sort of million barrels per day that was a little bit more typical over most of this year, although from the hiatus we had in Libyan output a couple of months ago, that sort of reminds us that's not some number we can rely on, but still at the moment it is back to around a million barrels per day. In addition, there has been a bit of an increase in Iraqi output, so that's also good, but it's not really enough to counter the kinds of declines we're seeing in Iranian production. And on top of that, of course, we shouldn't forget Venezuela, which is in an increasingly messy situation, so we might well see further declines in Venezuelan production. So really then it falls to Saudi Arabia to make up the difference. And Saudi Arabia has a lot of spare capacity. It's probably producing about 10.4, 10.5 million barrels per day at the moment, compared to its capacity of about 12 million barrels per day. So it has a lot of capacity to add more into the market. So yes, the Saudis can cover what the shortfalls that we might see over the remainder of this year.
So there is clearly a lot of uncertainty in the market. Do you think we will see oil going much higher than $80 per barrel over the rest of this year?
Yes, I think there's definitely quite a good chance of that happening now. I think it had. The question mark really has, for a long time, has been really, well, we knew these sanctions were coming, but what effect would they actually have? And we really didn't know. But what we've now seen, and particularly with what's going on between the Chinese and Trump and so on, and the arguments over trade, maybe the Chinese were just going to call Trump's bluff and not comply with it and so on. And maybe the Indians wouldn't either. So maybe the sanctions wouldn't have much effect. And this has been a question mark for a long time. But what we've now seen is that these countries are reducing their imports from Iran. The sanctions are having an impact. So I think what had looked like a tail risk, that the sanctions have a serious effect and oil prices do go much higher than 80, has now become, well, it's no longer just a tail risk, it's becoming far more likely. The fact is oil inventories, if we go back over the last few years, we've had a period where oil inventories have been very, very high because there's been significant overproduction, even when prices were down. But oil inventories have now reduced much more to normal levels. So if we have a situation where Saudi Arabia has rather limited spare capacity because it's just having to produce so much to supply the market anyway, we have moderate sort of levels of inventories, then the market becomes much more prone to any kind of supply shock that might come along, and of course the market will price in a premium for that, and I think this would certainly be a justification for prices going higher. Remember also that a lot of the speculative positions that people had on oil earlier in the year, those had reduced significantly. I mentioned particularly over the summer, so there's lots of scope for those positions to increase again, and that certainly could help to fuel the oil price going much higher.
Thank you very much, Callum. We'll speak to you all next week.
Thank you.